This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with NCC cadet, NSS volunteers, Youth Exchange Program cadets, W artists, and tribal guests of the Republic Day celebrations 2025 at his residence, 7 Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi today. During the interaction, the Prime Minister emphasized the importance of national unity and diversity, urging all participants to interact with people from different states to strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat, Shreshth Bharat. He highlighted how such interactions foster understanding and unity, which are vital for the nation's progress. Mr. Modi emphasized that fulfilling duties as responsible citizens is the key to achieving the vision of Vikasit Bharat. He urged everyone to remain united and committed to strengthening the nation through collective efforts. The Prime Minister encouraged youth to register on the My Bharat portal and actively engage in activities that contribute to nation building. During the conversation, the Prime Minister discussed some key initiatives of the government which are helping make the life of people better. The Prime Minister also interacted with foreign participants. These participants expressed joy in attending the program, praised India's hospitality, and shared positive experiences of their visits. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar has said that the National Voters' Day is not just an occasion to celebrate the inception of Election Commission, but also an opportunity to honour the very spirit of democracy. Mr. Kumar was addressing on the eve of 15th National Voters' Day in New Delhi today. He said, "This year's National Voters' Day is special as Election Commission of India completes 75 years of service to the nation."
आज दुनिया भर में चुनावों के संचालन में पोलराइज्ड कैंपेन्स, एक्सटर्नल इंटरफेरेंस और बढ़ते साइबर सुरक्षा जैसी चुनौतियों का दौर चल रहा है। चुनावी प्रक्रिया पर बेबुनियाद आरोप लगा के मतदाताओं को गुमराह करने का एक डेंजरस ट्रेंड विश्व भर में चल रहा है। लोकतंत्र हम सबका है, यह हमारी साझी विरासत है जिस पर हर भारतीय मतदाता को गर्व है। पिछले 7 दशकों से हमने मिलकर भारत की लोकतांत्रिक प्रक्रिया को मजबूती से सजोए रखा है। हमारे लिए आपका ट्रस्ट और ट्रांसपेरेंसी सिक्के के वो दो पहलू हैं जिन्हें हम कभी कंप्रोमाइज नहीं होने देंगे।
Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri will be on a 2-day visit to China from Sunday for a meeting of the Foreign Secretary, Vice Minister, Mechanism between India and China. Briefing media in New Delhi, Ministry of External Affairs MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal informed that the meeting will take place on 26th and 27th of this month. On a query on illegal immigration, Mr. Jaiswal said India is against illegal immigration, especially because it is linked to several forms of organized crime. On a media query on the fencing of Bangladesh border, the MEA spokesperson said, "India wants that the agreements should be positively implemented." In Chhattisgarh, security forces have arrested 14 Maoists in Bijapur district. Of these, a reward of about 36 lakh rupees is declared on 8 Maoists. These Maoists were arrested from the forest of Tekmetla, Nadapalli and Malamtinta under the Usur police station area. The arrested Maoists are accused of planting an IED on the Usur-Nadapalli road. On Sunday, Delhi Metro will start its services at 3 a.m. on all lines to help people reach Kartavyapath and witness the Republic Day ceremony. According to the Delhi Metro, trains will operate at intervals of 30 minutes until 6 a.m., after which the regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. The Madhya Pradesh government has banned the sale of liquor in 17 religious towns of the state, including in Ujjain, Mehar, Omkareshwar, Orchha and Chitrakoot. The decision was made in the state cabinet meeting held today at Maheshwar in Khargone district, known as the holy city of Lokmata Ahilyabai. This decision will come into effect on April 1. 47 liquor shops in 17 religious towns will be completely closed, and these shops will not be relocated. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav informed the media about this decision. Star Indian batter Smriti Mandhana and all-rounder Deepthi Sharma have been included in the ICC Women's ODI Team of the Year, which will be led by South Africa batter Laura Woolward. Mandhana reigned supreme in 2024, finishing as the highest run scorer in women's ODIs with an impressive tally of 747 runs in just 13 matches. And that is the end of this news bulletin.